don't need the things of this old world to satisfy my soul. But I need Jesus and all he can give, 'cause he's my salvation and he's what I need. And he's all I need when trials come, and he's all I need when there's nowhere to turn, and when I'm in trouble or caught in the storm. Well, he takes care of me. All I need when my time has come, and I'll cross that river when my life here is done.
I fought the battle, the victory's been won. He's all I need.
I don't need fortune, I don't need fame, and I don't even care if anyone down here ever knows my name. 'Cause I know Jesus, and he knows me.
Cross that river when my life here is done.
I fought the battle, the victory's been won. He's all I
love you, son. tell you how God formed the mountains and placed the stars in the sky. I cannot tell you how He made the rainbow and makes the sparrow fly. I cannot tell you how He tends the lilies with hands that hold the sea, but I can tell you what the Lord has done for me. He cleansed my heart from sin, gave me peace within, and gave me life anew. He healed my broken heart that was torn apart, and gave me heaven too. I cannot tell you all the joy that's waiting throughout eternity, but I can tell you what the Lord has done for me.
I cannot tell you how the God of heaven was in a manger bed. I cannot tell you how blind eyes were open and multitudes were fed.
Torn apart and gave me heaven too. I cannot tell you all the joy that's waiting throughout eternity, but I can tell you what the Lord has done for me. All of the joy that's waiting throughout eternity, but I can tell you what the Lord has done for me.
Thank you. But you got the Holy Spirit to know
that.
And you know who you're singing about. Now, a lot of people lose that sight.
Yeah.
Right? Going down the road, traveling, singing a lot of times, and it's all for something other game than what it's supposed to be for.
That's true.
But you've been touched tonight, and you sound good. And it's good to be with you. The boy, Jake Josh, I don't get to see him a whole lot because we all grow up and we get old. But we grew up together, and it's just good to be in the house of the Lord together. This feels good. And one day, we'll all be together.
That's right.
There won't be no more separation.
That's
I'm looking forward to it. But sing on, girls.
Hey.
Sing on.
Sing that.
Yeah, baby.
Place to reside and food on my table, but somehow I cannot feel at home here. I'm longing for where no goodbyes are spoken. I'm longing for where no pain will be known. The things of this earth cannot satisfy me. Not grow weary, two hands that won't fail, like Jesus I'll be. I'm longing for where no goodbyes are spoken. I'm longing for where
Marge, this is for you. Marge sings this song. They say she sings it better than me. And I know you do. When I crossed that river, hit anything high. Many hills and many valleys these old tired feet have trod, and so often I've wondered, would they reach heaven's sod? Oh, but then I knew the answer when I stepped in Jordan's stream. And when I crossed that river, it was worth it all to me. Yes, when I crossed that river, it was worth it all to me. All the beauties of heaven before my eyes I could see. Oh, there stands Jesus, and there's Mom and Dad. They've been waiting for me. When I crossed that river, it was worth it all to me. Now I've changed from rags to a robe of white, and my shoes, they're made of gold. Up glorious streets, the Lord is leading me. All is new, there's nothing old. Oh, we just stop before my mansion. My name's inscribed above the door. Just today it was completed. Now I'll live here forevermore. And when I cross that river, it was worth it all to me. All the beauties of heaven before my eyes I could see. There stands Jesus, and there's Mom and Dad. For me, when I crossed that river, it was worth it all to me. Amen. Good to be here. I know all of them. I know that I could just come up here and sing with you. Appreciate you. Amen. You had a hug lately? Bless your heart.
Bless you.
You're the daughter, right? Bless you. Bless all. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but God said it was okay.
You all want to stand and help us on this?
On a hill called Calvary, Jesus, my Lord, suffered for me, carried the cross all the way, my sins to atone. Then they nailed him to a cross. Great was the pain and the loss. He suffered it all because he loved me.
Paul. Yeah. And it's been worth every mile, everything that we've gone through. I'm glad that the family of faith has, this is the second generation group. The other generation group was singing 34 years now with Mom and my sister right there. And these are my girls, and that's her daughter. And this is our second generation. So what I want to teach them.
Stand right here. Okay. That's good, honey, right there. You're great. You are. You just sing as long and as loud as you want to.
I probably will. Oh, this is a good place to be. Thank you, dear Jesus, for everything. In the valley, you restored my soul.
Tells me now. aside to be tested and tried. And in the valley he restored my soul.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Good afternoon. What's your favorite song, Mark? And I said, God on the Mountain. I want you to listen to the words.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Then I'll get out of the way.
Try to sing louder.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Use your microphone.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you have peace of mind like you've never known. Then things change. Go home.
down in the valley. He can lift you up.
Just bring it to the Lord. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Bless you, buddy. Bless you, buddy. Been a good place to be. Good place to be. Amen.
Aaron, I don't know if y'all want to hear it, but I can tell you what the Lord done for me. That song they sang a while ago, I sat there and sat on this. And I'm not going to stand up because I don't want to take up everybody's time. But you know, when I was six, you shook my hand when I was on the way to surgery. And the doctor told me that in recovery,
Pastor Tim Parsons from Grace Community Church, and I love him with all my heart.
Thankful to be here. I feel like I've been in a pep rally and I'm ready to jump. Amen. It's been hard. It's been hard to sit back there. Y'all know me, and I'm thankful. I thought maybe I can get away since it's here. I can testify twice and still preach, but I'm not sure that would have went over. But I'm thankful for the Lord. If the Lord will help me tonight, I want to talk to you. Waller this thing and waller it all week. I've been through about 10 different messages, and finally about 10 minutes before we got here, I think I got where I needed to be. But the Lord knows what He's doing, and I'm glad. I want to talk to you about running a race tonight. But I thought as I looked over the whole crowd, my oh my, there's so many special people here tonight from so many special different churches. I got to thinking about Reamer. The first time Don felt sorry for me as a new minister and let me come up there and preach to that great crowd. And I thought about 30 minutes before it was time to go. I always got there early. And these little ladies come to me and they said, "We want to go down, you to go downstairs with us and pray." I think it was downstairs. Maybe it was the back room, but I believe it was downstairs. And I thought I got down there, and they said, "We want you to get here in the middle of us." And they began to pray, and I began to cry. I still don't know what I preached that night. I cried the whole rest of the way through the whole service. We had a good time. But I'm thankful that God knows our heart. And I'm thankful that He wants us to run a good race. He wants us to say, like Paul said, "I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness." I want to make Him proud of me. I want to do what He asked for us to do. It ain't about how you start this thing. It's about how you finish it. Amen. And I want to finish well for the Lord. He's been good to me. He's blessed me now. 25 years being saved, He's taken good care of me. I'm thrilled to be on the way. Turn your Bibles, if you would, to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. You pray hard. We want to mind the Lord. If you're lost, as Aaron's already said, don't wait on me to get done. You just come right on running. I may pray with you. You may keep on preaching. I don't know. The Lord knows. But if you need to be saved, you get her. Amen. You come running. You need to get close. You just jump up anytime. The Lord wants you to be close. He longs to have every one of us pulled just as tight up to Him as we can get. Hebrews 12, verse 1. "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Bow your heads if you would. Lord Jesus, we're so thankful for the stirring that's in the house, for the anointing, Lord, that was on the singing, how it thrilled our soul, Lord. We're just thankful to be one in the number. Now, Lord, as we stand behind Your sacred desk one more time, anoint us, touch us, speak through us, Lord. Use us as the vessel that You'd have us to be, Lord. And if there be one here lost, speak to their soul. Let them see their condition, Lord. And let them realize, Lord, they need to make a move before it's eternally too late. If there be one here tonight backslidden, Lord, they once knew You and they're not where they need to be, Lord, You call upon them and help them, Lord, to get in a right relationship with You. And Lord, every one of us as Christians, Lord, we'd realize You'd give us another night, another opportunity to polish up. Lord, we've already seen a bunch of polishing going on. We've seen a bunch of shining going on, but You've given every one of us an opportunity, Lord, we're breathing, to draw nine to You. And You said if we draw nine to You, You draw nine to us. So Lord, let us be pleasing unto You. Let us again just be part of this revival, Lord. Continue to bless like only You can. We'll praise You and thank You. In Your sweet name we pray, and amen. Now, Paul was brought up in an area where what we call the Olympics, they had going on for a long time. And he had seen a lot of events, a lot of sports going on, and one in particular that he'd seen done a lot was the foot race. And there was a lot of people that had passed by, a lot of, I'm sure, champions and Olympians had come in, and he'd seen every one of them, big and small and great. And he, when he went to talking here and writing about the race, he knew what he was talking about. We are compassed at all times with a great cloud of witnesses. Whether you want to look at that, at all the living that are watching us, a lot of us were the only Bible but a lot of those folk out there ever read. But that verse goes so much more than that. We're compassed about at all times with a great cloud of witnesses from all sides, living and dead. Amen. Yeah. The Lord is ever watching every step that we make. And He wants us to run. I'm gonna use Chris because I know he can do this, all right? Chris, this is tough, buddy, okay? Spell for me, run. Come on, help me.
Are you in?
I am. Are you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Y'all help me with that. Let me hear you spell run.
Are you in?
I am. Are you?
Yes.
Yes, all right. When you hear the word run tonight, I want you to say, are you in? Because it's important that everybody knows that you are in the race. One thing I love about God and love about preaching His Word and teaching His Word, when you go around, it's just like He holds up a big spiritual mirror in front of everybody. And everybody, I've been preaching for a long time now, I've watched wives elbow their husbands like they're passing the message off to them. Yeah. Same thing with husbands that reach around, type a wife on the shoulder like it was meant for, like God's using you to get it to them. God don't need you. Amen. He's able through and by the power of the Holy Spirit to grab a hold of those words that He wrote a long time ago and slam them right into your heart. It's funny when you get to preaching, I watch people start ducking. And then I watch them lean over and they'll say in their wives' ear, what did you tell him about me before he got up? That's the Holy Spirit working. He knows exactly where to get to and where you need Him to get to. Amen. Because He wants to help you tonight. He wants to help you to get saved, and He wants to help the Christians to move up, fire up, polish up, shine up. That's what revival is. Every one of us getting more like Jesus and less like this old flesh. The trouble is a lot of Christians think they get to the point where they don't need to move up no more. I've been amening myself for years. It don't bother me now. Amen. They get to the point that they think they don't need that no more. They don't need revival no more. They don't need that shot in the arm no more. That's why we have it. Every one of us needs a good Jesus shot in the arm. Amen. Every one of us needs a good shout every now and then. I've heard people say, I ain't a shouter. That's just because they ain't never tried it. Because if they try it, they'd like it. They'd want to do it again. It makes you feel good clear down to your toes. Woo! God's good. People will say, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. Well, it's a good thing because He didn't ask nothing about melody and harmony. He said, make a joyful noise. Although I like the way all that sounded. Amen. Amen. I like it when they put time into it and it rings out to heaven and it just thrills my soul. JT always told me when I got to heaven, I'd be able to sing 5 or 6 part harmony. I don't have no idea what that is. But He said it and I believe it with everything that's in me. So are we running? It's a slow bunch here, and you ain't been working with them very much. You've been... Run!
Are you in?
I am. Amen. So, the Bible teaches us that we need to lay off every weight that does so easily, and sin that does so easily beset us. There's a whole bunch of Christians carrying around a whole lot of junk they weren't never meant to carry. Amen. The devil lays it on you when you ain't looking. Amen. The troubles and trials of this world, things that pass by. Everybody, get this now. Everybody gets their turn in the barrel. Everybody. We're all going to have hard times. We're all going to have rough spots. That's why we got our brothers and sisters come up in behind us and help us. Maybe today I'm feeling way up to speed and I can help you. Maybe tomorrow you'll be helping me. That's the way the family works together. That's why we're called the family of God. That's why your songs say we're learning to love each other down here. So we won't have no trouble with it in heaven. Amen. That's why we're leaning on each other and helping each other. And every now and then we need to help each other get those weights off. Sometimes we just need a good brother and sister to say, would you like to go pray? Sometimes that's all it takes to get somebody moved along and get them up there and get that laid down. Sometimes it just takes a smile. See? That's all it took. He's just like you, Chris. Bless his heart. Smiles are contagious. Amen. Everybody wants to do it. They're just scared of showing off that one or two tooth. But it makes you feel good. God give it to us. God meant for us to enjoy this life that we have down here. He said that it would be joy unspeakable and full of glory. The reason people aren't enjoying the race is because they're carrying around all these weights. He said, cast them all upon me, for I care for you. Every single one of them. From the smallest, because you carry around them small ones very long. They get heavy, and they'll sag you down, and they'll weight you down. But God wants to help you. Run. A good race. You're going to get this by the end, I promise you. He wants to help you in every way get through this race that we're in. And this life race has bumps, has tough turns, has hills, has valleys, has mountaintops. Amen. But what you got to figure out, did you know the shout sounds actually better in the valley? It echoes from the mountaintop. Down in the valley, oh, it just bounces all over the place. And actually what I found is if you'll shout longer and harder in the valley, you won't stay down there quite as long. Amen. He told us we could be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Victorious. Amen. I know a lot of teams around here anymore, we can't have hardly any to pick from, especially WU, they're letting us down bad. But when you got a victorious team, that hurt somebody, I'm sorry. it's the truth. When you got a victorious team, amen, how are they coming out on the field? They look victorious, don't they? Now, we shouldn't have a proud look, I understand that. But we should have an honorable look to God that says, hey, he's a blessing me. I'm a running. This race. Yeah, the way he wants me to. God has a pace. And you got to find that pace. This thing ain't a sprint. You can't look at it that way. It's a marathon. I've seen a lot of sprinters in my 25 years. A lot of sprinters. They took off sprinting hard, and they ain't nowhere to be found no more, Freeman. I can't even see them in the race no more. Amen. I'm thankful there's been some that took a little break along the way. Not that that was a good thing either, but they got back in. Amen. And they re-engaged. I am so thankful. Amen. God is all about bringing everybody in to where they need to be. Amen. The backslidden, what is that? Simply going away from God. Amen. Everybody wants to lay a big bunch of terminology on. I don't want to drift away from God. I want to get close to God. Amen. I got my old t-shirt that I used to have years ago. It's done shriveled up now and I can't fit in it no more. That really wasn't that funny. Says any dead fish can float downstream. And you can do nothing, bust the devil's hell wide open. But to get to heaven, we're going to have to swim. We're going to have to get in the boat and go to rowing and working. Amen. Singing, shouting, preaching, teaching, whatever it is that God's got you to do, it's all the race. And everything that you do, when you got them oars, when you're singing in the choir, you're rowing. When you're teaching, you're rowing. When you're witnessing to somebody, you're rowing. You're moving in the way God wants you to go. Now, you cannot work your way into heaven. Amen. A bunch of churches based a lot of junk on that. The works comes after you get saved. Amen. But there is work to be done. All right, you pray hard. But running this race, it's a serious thing. These gladiators, as they would have been called back then, it was not just something they did for fun. Amen. If they won, they were crowned heroes. Honor brought honor to them and their families. If they lost, they died. Kind of like this race we're in. Amen. Although there's not going to be no first, second, third, fourth, or fifth. God don't care where you finish. He just wants you to get across the finish line. And he's cheering for you every single step of the way and giving you every single avenue and help that he can to get you to cross that finish line. He's giving you the instruction manual on how to be the best runner. See, I waited too long, didn't I? I'll work on that, okay? But it's serious. And there's a lot of people that's not taking the instruction manual. They're not listening to the coach that we all have down inside of us called the Holy Spirit telling us how to run. I know y'all looking at me and going, no, you wasn't much in track. You're right. I was only in it 1 year. They found out I wasn't a sprinter. They found out I wasn't a hurdler. They found out I couldn't do the shock put. They found out I wasn't any good in the distance either. So they just stuck me in there as a body part, you know, just fifth or sixth, whatever, that's fine. Just get out there. But I remember them coaching everybody else well. and telling them, when you get on the final lap, go to kicking as hard as you can. When you get on that last third, make sure you're kicking hard, stretching out there, reaching. And I thought, surely that's what we ought to be telling each other. Because as best as I can tell it, especially with all the stuff that's going on and the election, we're about out of here. Amen. We're about on the final lap. You say they've been preaching that a lot of years. Yep, we're another year closer. Amen. And this could be the very year that we make heaven our home forevermore. So let's run the last lap with everything that we got in us. I'm going to have to get cue cards for y'all, ain't I? The finish line. The devil wants you not to be focused on the race. The devil wants you to have more focus on who might be your boyfriend or your girlfriend. The devil wants you to be more focused on, are you in the right job or are you not in the right job? The devil wants you more focused on, are the bills going to get paid tomorrow? The devil wants you more focused on, is my car shining? The devil wants you more focused on, not probably this time of the year, but we'll say it anyways, if your grass is mowed off just right. Or if your trees are trimmed just right. And I'm not knocking all those things, all right? They got their place, but God has to be first in this race. He has got to be the focus. Everybody in this race starts at the same place, Calvary. Everybody starts the same place. Nobody gets no head starts over nobody else. Everybody starts at the same mark. And the finish line is the same for everybody too. Amen. The good thing about this is, we get more rewards for the more people we help cross the finish line. It ain't about me hurrying up and crossing and waiting on you going, come on! It's about me carrying them across if I have to, as best I can. Encouraging them along the way. Letting them know that I'm praying for them. And that I care about them. And that we're all on the same team. And we're all working together for the same goal. Amen? Too many people get focused on everything else. We've been yoked up with Jesus. You fight that yoke, it just breaks your neck. It just hurts and hurts and wears you down. But if you learn how to travel with the Lord, and He's quick, He can run. I was looking right at Chris. He didn't get it. You can run. I am. I hope you are too. We can do this through Christ. Amen. We can help each other wear a smile and be pumped up about the race, our life, that we're in. It's a good one. I don't know if you know that or not. I know if you ain't careful along the way, you might get upset with mommy. Mommy might get upset with you. Daddy and mommy might have an intense moment of fellowship. That's better than saying fighting, ain't it? Right? Yeah. It happens. Amen. Well, we come together in love. We pray through these things, and we press toward the mark. There's a mark set in my heart. And I'm going at it with everything I got in me. I want the Lord to be proud of me. I want to run this race exactly the way He tells us to. I've been learning and preaching at the church for the last couple, probably almost the last year and a half, on how God's in the details. I mean the smallest, minute details. When He's leading the service, He's in those details. When they're singing songs, He's in the detail of which song they need to be singing. And you've got to be listening to God through by the power of the Holy Spirit in everything that you do. I told you, I was in and out of this. I don't know how many different messages this week going over them in my head. You've got to be right where the Lord wants you to be at the right moment, at the right time, or things don't work the way God wants them to. We got to trust Him. We got to follow Him. Your Bible says, lean not to thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Yeah. Amen. You want to be where God wants you to be. Yeah. Amen. High school, college, at your workplace. You got to be there. I thought it's important to open your heart up to all the things. There's a lot of hurting people around us. And you got to open your heart up to that, because if not, you'll miss that little whimper of sound that you get every now and then. And Jesus says, say something to that person. Tell them that you love them. Tell them that you're praying for them. Give them that scripture the moment that the Holy Spirit tells you to give them that scripture. Those are the things that move people. Those are the things that help people. Those are the things that will help them run their race. Amen. And I don't know nothing that makes you feel better than to step back and watch them run with all their might. It just thrills your soul down inside to see them step up. Amen. To get excited. I thought about this. Every time I've ever watched a race, I mean, it gets kind of intense right before that gun goes off, doesn't it? Yeah. And then it gets kind of settled as they're running their laps and running their laps. But then as it comes down to that last 400, that last 200, that last 100, it gets exciting again, don't it? I believe with all my heart, you and me both can sense we're coming down to the last 200. Amen. We can sense God said, in the last days, I will pour my spirit out upon my people. Now, that's where a bunch of them get where they say there's going to be a grand and a great revival. Your Bible does not say that. But it does say, in those last days, his spirit will be poured out upon his people. I believe we're sensing it with everything that's in me. I believe we can see it moving around us in the stirring of what is about to take place. There's an excitement in the air because the finish line is almost in sight. Yeah. And it's time for every one of us to make a final push. And I think that's what you're doing here in this revival. Making a final push for Jesus. That's it. Time to kick. So you can run toward that mark. 1 Corinthians 9 and 24 says, and I've skipped over a bunch of these, but it says, run that ye may obtain. Obtain what? The prize. What is the prize? With Jesus forevermore. Amen. No more. When we get to the gates, they're going to say, nope, can't bring that pacemaker in here. Nope, you can't bring them crutches in here. Nope, you can't bring none of them scars in here. The only scars that's going to be in heaven are the ones that's in Jesus' hands and in his side. Ain't no wonder when we get to heaven. I thought about this oftentimes. I mean, I've even wrote it down on paper, all the different things I'm going to shout about. I mean it. I've come up with a bunch. It's no wonder we get millions and millions and forever, right? Just think when the light of that city bounces off all the shimmer and everything that's there and then passes through the hand of Jesus and we're just walking by and you see that. And then you remember, that's for me. We'll shout for 1,000 just for that one. Amen. When we see all those that have went on before us, we'll shout for another 1,000. When Jesus just, we get some moments with him and he says, child, I love you so much. I love you so much. And as the little kid said, how much, daddy? Tell me how much. And holds out his hands. We'll shout for another 1,000. I don't think I'll ever touch ground. Amen. We'll be shouting forever at his goodness and because he's helped us to run. I am. Look at yourself. Where are you at in this thing? How's it been for you? Did you start off at a good hard run and somewhere along the way you've kind of slowed down or maybe even just sit down? There's no sitting down in this thing. There's too many folks that need to be saved. Too many folks that need to know about Jesus. Too many folks that we need to show his love to every single opera. There's a lot of mean folk out there. Y'all know that, right? And they're saying a lot of mean things to a lot of, and hurting people to be hurting people. It's so sad. We got to rise above all that. And we got to be the light into this world that he's called us to be. Yeah. And it's fun. Isn't it? Huh? I'm having a ride. I tell them over to church, I like roller coasters. My co-pastor, he does not, so I kid him all the time about this. But this is like the best roller coaster ride I have ever been on. I mean, it's exciting. Around every turn, there's something new that's going on. Amen. When I think I've read that one scripture verse 20 and 30 times and I've got it nailed down, My grandson gets on my lap and explains to me a new way of looking at it. That's exciting stuff. That's the realness of God, and that's why we've got a real live manual that we ain't never going to get it ate up. But it's our privilege to try every day to chew it up. That's the vitamins that makes us run like we're supposed to. Yeah, that's the strength. This fellowship, that gives me more strength and you more strength. What we feel when we come together to honor God in worship, that just is the pep rally to make us run harder. Amen. You can say it louder than that. It ain't going to mess me up, man. But we should leave out every night just feeling like it's time for somebody else to grab the banner. You know the football games where they go around and they run with that big banner? That was weak. Where they run?
Are you in?
With that big old banner, and you know they get up, hoop and holler. Hey, there's nothing wrong with saying hooray for Jesus. Need to let people know I am on the winning side. I don't think I am. I know I am. The old song says I'm a winner either way. If I go or if I stay. If it's a grand and a glorious day, which it is every day, or if it's a day I'm in the barrel, it's still a grand and a glorious day because I'm alive, I'm breathing, and heaven might be my home today. I done got my ticket punched. I don't have to wonder. Somebody said that earlier, I think it was Chris. I don't have to wonder what's going to happen from there. I got my ticket punched. I got the Holy Spirit living within me. We're walking side by side all the way, and it's not going to be long. The trumpet's going to sound. He's going to step out on the clouds and call the church away. I thought, I just got to quit. I got to pick a spot and quit. Me and my cousin, I'd got saved, and he got saved not too long after me. And again, we's baby Christians. He's just about a week or two old Christian. And he said, I want you, he said, let's go. We're saved now. He said, let's go to Daytona Beach on spring break. Wow, that was an error. Trust me. But I went. Baby Christian, you know, he said, we'll go down there and witness and share. God, y'all seen him on TV, ain't you? Got down there and they was laid out on the street and I knew we was in a bad, bad way before we ever got down there. We were out of place. So we went back to the motel room that first night and he said, you know, and again, he's just a week, baby, maybe 2 weeks, old Christian. And he said, that Al, he said, if we'd pray in faith believing and we'd touch and hold on to each other, God would hear our prayer. He said, we need to get in the floor right now and we need to pray that God send a bunch of Christians our way. And while we're at it, let's pray there some girls with them. Just being honest with you. We got down and we prayed and we earnestly prayed. We called on the Lord. We climbed into bed. The next morning we went down to eat breakfast and we were sitting there in the lobby and four buses pull up. Campus Crusaders for Christ. Yeah. They sung too. They had some guitars. We spent the whole week them teaching us, new baby Christians, on how to witness to people in open public like that and just thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. The last night, and that's why I'm going to say this, and I'm just going to find a spot to jump off here. But they had all these Christians. We all made a circle, and they just let us join in with them all week. And we made a circle and held hands, and they just cried out to the Lord. And I thought that wind was coming up on the beach, and I got to be honest with you. I opened my eyes and peeked because I literally thought we were leaving the ground as that wind come up and the Holy Spirit. I never experienced anything like that. One of these days, that's going to happen. That's going to happen. You say, how do I know that? Because Jesus said, in likewise that you see me go away, I will come in like manner and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. It's not going to be long, and I'm going to lose gravity forever and go be with Jesus. But while we're here, we've got a very serious race to run. And I want you to ask yourself that question tonight as Aaron comes out. As they get a song. I think the girls has got one, don't you? Didn't they tell me the girls had one? Come on. As they come, listen to me now, very serious, because this is where the devil will distract people. He loves you. And if you're not where you need to be, you and him are the only people that knows that. But the grand thing about God is he's such a gentleman. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man or woman will hear my voice and open that door, I'll come in." He'll not force you in a right relationship with him. But what he will do, he'll remind you of the closest spot you had with him, the closest relationship. And he'll say, "We need to get back to there, child. We need to get back to there." I've had folk tell me, "It can't happen. I've drifted too far." Oh, I've seen it. I've seen God restore and repair. Hey, he said he'd restore all the years that the locust had ate up. He'll give it back to you. He'll renew it. He'll make the, he's the only one that can. You and me can't do that. But he wants to do that for you. But you have got to allow him to work in your life. If you're here tonight lost, you can be saved. If you're here tonight backslidden, you can get right where you need to be with the Lord. Amen. And if you're here tonight and you want closer, get closer. Step up. Move up. God wants to be as close to you as he can be. You stand. As they extend the invitation, you mind the Lord, won't you?
Most any day, a sound will be made that's never been heard before. And when it's made, it will burst open the grave of everyone that went to sleep in the Lord. And those that in a moment we'll be changed with the brightness of heaven all around. There'll be praise, there'll be singing, heaven's bells will be ringing when that cloud starts white, gone home.
Nursing home. Ladies, 84 years old. She's dying.